Good to see you this morning. I just want to share with you about the empty tomb. Amen. Well, the empty tomb, we have a wonderful story. The first Gloria woman was Mary Magdalene. They saw the empty tomb. She was the first one. My question is always, why she was the first one to see Jesus? You know, Jesus knew thousands and thousands of people. She knew the nation very well. And people run for many places to see Jesus. They saw him dead on the cross. But Mary Magdalene was the first one to saw Jesus, the really uncorruptible body. On the early morning, when nobody was around, she ran to the tomb. The Bible telling us in the Gospel of John 20, starting from verse 10 to all the truth, that she was there by herself and looking in through the tomb. When she looking through the tomb, she saw two angels dressed white like snow. And the angel looking at her and said, "Woman, why are you weeping? Why are you crying? Who are you looking for?" And she started to say, "I'm looking for my Lord Jesus." And immediately when she started to say something, she hear a voice. And said, the voice said, "Woman, where are you weeping? Where are you crying?" And she look around and she think it is the guardman. You know, the guardman who look after the area on the grave place, the cemetery. And she said, "But they took away my Lord. They took away my Lord. I don't know where they put it." When she said that, Jesus said, "Mary." And immediately, Mary recognized the voice and said, "Jesus, my Lord." And she started to run to grab Jesus, and Jesus said, "Stay, don't come near me, because I'm still not gone to my Father, to my God, to your God, to my Lord, to your Lord." And that the time, he said, "Go and tell my brothers what do you see." And she ran. And the story is continuing to say that she ran to the apostle and told him they saw the Lord Jesus and everything. But let me tell you something. So many of the people, they don't see Jesus rise from the dead. Many, they saw him for a month, for a long time. But many never seen him. But blessed are the one who trust and believe that Jesus rise from the dead.
Amen.
That the tomb is empty. There's so many religion around, so many powerful religion. But whatever they believe, whatever they are, they're dead. But our Lord Jesus is alive. Amen.
Yeah.
So you and I, if you believe it, we belong to an empty tomb. There's not a new religion, not something that you never hear before. It's the evidence of the Lord Jesus that he rises from the dead for giving you the salvation.
Amen.
And the glory and the eternal life. Easter means it's a new day, a new beginning. From the first day of the Easter when Jesus rise, they start to count today. There is a historical around the world. There was the first day. They call it new day, a new beginning. Amen. New day, new beginning. New life. Praise God. New life, a new beginning. For all the believer, there is new life. The Apostle Paul, they give us an instruction and a clear vision. And if you look at the first book of Corinthians, started from 15 to going on to chapter 26, they tell you the full story about that the resurrection of Jesus Christ is the victory of the all the dead in Christ. So the last enemy of the dead, he was overcome because Jesus, he destroyed the dead in Christ Jesus. Whoever believes in Jesus have eternal life. Amen. Let me say that clear. Amen. Whoever believes in Jesus, confess the sin and invite Jesus into the life, they have eternal life. Amen. The Bible said that when we close the last time our eyes, our spirit to leave this world, leave the body, the Apostle Paul explained it very clear. If it is attained, this body going to leave, they're going to be on the ground because there is a dust and nothing else. But the spirit will go to rest with Jesus in paradise. Remember, I say to you, I'm going to talk in the future. I'm going to share with you what's happened after we die. Am I prepared? I'm prepared very well. That I want every one of you to understand. When we die, we go to the heaven. Amen. That's the place for us. But when we resurrect, different things, when we resurrect, when Jesus come back, amen, that we receive a new body, uncorruptible body, amen. So they call it the resurrection of the glory of the body of Christ. And because you and I belong to him, we have it, the glory, incorruptible body, that we rise again on Jesus' return, amen. Well, Jesus said it very, very clear. He said in John 11 and 25, he said, I am the resurrection and the life of whoever believes in me shall never die. If they die, they live. Amen. Amen. If they die, they live. You know, the Christian who gone to heaven and after they die, they're direct into the heaven, they have a resting time in the presence of the Lord. We don't know how many thousand years it's going to be, or how many months, or whatever. We don't know that. But we know one thing, that we wait for the resurrection day, that every believer in the presence of the Lord, you'll see the glory of God. The resurrection is the victory, the great miracle that God gives his sacrifice for you and I. God's Son was a sacrifice on behalf of you and I sin. On behalf of our sin, Jesus was a sacrifice. The Friday night, we have a wonderful service, and we saw the image of what happened to Jesus. And because of that sacrifice, the glory of victory of the resurrection of the new life, you and I, we have access direct into the heavenly place. And you don't left the wife for the day you die, but from today on, you can live in life from blessing to blessing for the eternity. Amen.
Amen.
Don't wait till the day you die, but today you can say, Lord, you are my Savior, you are my Lord, you are my King, you are my Redeemer, you are my Resurrecting. Amen.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Praise God. Hallelujah. So resurrection is an act of faith. Let me tell you, my dear friend, the brothers and sisters in Christ, not everybody believe. There are people who question that. There are people who question that. The problem is, the Bible is very clear. If you don't believe, when you die, you don't go to heaven. There's only two places. It's a heaven and a hell. There's no other between. It's a heaven and a hell. You can choose it today where you want to go. You have your own choice. God did give you freedom in your life to choose wherever you want to go. So the resurrection is an act of faith that God is giving to you, that is the resurrection of God. The great miracle that God done to this world is for you and I, that we have a new life. Amen. New life. In Romans 6, 20, verse 2 and 3 says, the sin is breaking. No longer they are sin if you believe in Jesus. In verse 4, it said, the sin is buried. They mean they put it under the ground, under the feet of Jesus. So there has no power. They are no victory anymore, no victory. The sin no longer control your life. no longer control your life if you abound yourself in the hands of the Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
In the hands of the Lord Jesus. Why we call it new life? Because Jesus is new. Amen.
Amen.
He was new for the whole world. He was no longer dead. And let me tell you why Jesus died for 3 days, then not appear, not resurrected the same moment or when coming down from the cross. The reason why Jesus was dead for 3 days, because in 3 days he destroyed the power of the dead. The Bible telling us it clear that Jesus went to the deep of the hell and took in everybody out who was believing and faith in Abraham's life. Amen.
Amen.
Whoever was believing Abraham, they has this resurrection in the same you and I. Amen.
Amen.
That's why Jesus took it 3 days to resurrection. Amen.
Yes.
Why we call it Sunday is the first day of the week, because there was a new day. Amen.
Amen.
There was new freedom. That everyone who believes in the Lord Jesus has eternal life. It's not question about, you know, that Jesus is life. And that is a free gift for you and I to embracing the gift of God and to take into our life that a spirit to testify that we are life. Amen. That we are belonging to Jesus. You know, Romans 8, 16, 17 said, the Spirit himself testified with our spirit that we are God's children. Amen.
Amen.
That we are God's children. It's a great, great miracle that God is giving to us. And I don't want to keep in talking this morning because I said to my wife, my message this morning is going to be for 2 hours. I said, well, I'll kill you if you're going to be for 2 hours. But she can't do that because, you know, I believe it by the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
If the Holy Spirit said to me, it's enough, fair enough. If you know, I'll continue to talk. Amen. Until he will say stop. Amen. Praise God. So the Holy Spirit said to me, you know, it's Sunday morning. Everybody want to have a family time. Amen. Hallelujah. So I don't keep it very long. So don't be too tired. Amen. Yes. If you agree, say amen. Amen.
Yes.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So, the resurrection of Jesus is the offering to you and to me as a free gift. It didn't cost you anything. It didn't cost you anything.
That's right.
The gift of God didn't cost you anything. Only cost you the decision to accept God. A man was telling me the other day, he said, I'm not really sure if there is a salvation, if I've gone to the heaven. Well, I said to him, there's nothing to lose. If he's one, you're going to heaven. If not, wherever you go, everybody else goes. So what thing to lose? So it's important that we make that decision to accept the Lord, gift, free gifting into our life. Resurrection is yesterday, today, and forever. They never, ever change. Amen?
Amen.
They never change. They never, ever change. And I want to finish with this. There is one God, one Lord.
Amen.
One cross, one dead, one sacrifice, one resurrection, one Savior, and one death for all. Amen.
Amen.
There is nothing else. The Lord Jesus suffered for you and I. That you and I will have a living life forever in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. So I invite you to act with faith, to believe with your own faith that Jesus is alive, that Jesus is giving you life. You know, the Bible is telling us that one day we receive the body as Jesus received on the day of the resurrection. That body is an incorruptible body. That body is not for mile and mile. That body is like Jesus. Amen. They will never, ever corrupt it. That is for the eternity. Can we stand before the Lord? And we're going to worship once again that beautiful song that the Lord Jesus is rise from the dead. Amen. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. And I, my prayer is for you this morning that you trust on the Lord Jesus and you believe with all your heart that Jesus is your Lord of your Savior.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Glory be to you. Have a wonderful Easter and one blessed time. And let's worship God before we go once again.